Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Bavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. We're going to get into the NBA playoffs, a little bit of NFL, MLB. Lots going on. But first, we're looking at the 2019 PGA Championship. The first round has started. The first wave of golfers have gone. They started at 6:45 a.m. The likes of J.J. Spahn, Ben Cook,
yes,
and Sam Burns are all up right now. Coming up at 7:07, we've got Myung-Hyun An, Jason Carson, Andrew Putnam. I know I'm going to Joe, you know I'm going to
Why are you even trying, Bavona? Why are we trying with these random golfers, the ones that you can't pronounce?
Well, I'm going to go. I am going to go through the ones that I know and the ones
All
that
right.
I can also announce
go ahead,
here. Not really many of the big names will be going up probably until about 7:29 a.m.
You're painting yourself in a corner, Bavona. Go ahead.
Well, here we go. We got Shane Lowry, Tommy Fleetwood. They'll be going on. They'll be teeing off at 7:29 a.m. 7:40 a.m. Jimmy Walker, Sergio Garcia, Adam Scott. Those are some names to remember there. 7:51 a.m., Patrick Reed. At 8:02, this is where you get some of the bigger names. Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose, all teeing off at 8:02 a.m. And then 8:24 a.m., we've got Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka. They'll be teeing off at around that time. And then later on, probably around, if you want to see some fun, 12:54 p.m., John Daly will be teeing off.
And his cart. And his cart.
Exactly.
Yes.
You want to see his cart, too. There you go. 1:16 p.m., you can catch Jordan Spieth teeing off along with Dustin Johnson. And to end the day, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, and Jason Day, they'll be teeing off at 1:38 p.m. Eastern, just to name some of the few of the many in the PGA Championship over in Long Island. Guys, let's go over now to the NBA playoffs. Brook Lopez scored 13 of his career playoff high, 29 points in the fourth quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 24 points, and the Bucks closed the game on a 10-0 run to beat the Toronto Raptors 108-100 in game one.
But that name you get. Like, you
right,
can
that's
say,
what I was just gonna say.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He nails Antetokounmpo.
I'm not even not even skipping a beat, but you know,
Yeah, Joe.
Yep.
So Joe, excuse me. So you know for a fact that I know how to say Giannis Antetokounmpo properly,
right,
and yet you
right
still say Giannis. I have to call you out on that. That one I'm calling you out.
Well, no, you should. But to me, he's Giannis to me. So as long as I know what he's talking about, that's all that matters.
Agree to disagree, we'll all call him the Greek freak. How's that?
Giannis. He's Giannis to me.
Whatever, my friend.
He's Giannis until I lose on them. Call him a totally different thing, man. When I stop cashing money on him, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, brother.
All right. Well, anyways, him and Milwaukee forced Toronto to miss its final eight shots and outscored the Raptors 32-17 in the fourth quarter. Lopez also finished with 11 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 blocks. Lopez hadn't scored at least 29 points in a game since March of 2018 and hadn't grabbed at least 11 rebounds since October of 2017. Down the stretch, Lopez was obviously crucial. He got a layup. He buried his third three-pointer of the fourth to give the Bucks a 104-100 lead with less than 2 minutes remaining. And at one point, though, the Bucks actually had trailed for 37 of the game's 48 minutes. There was even a point Raptors' Pascal Siakam made a buzzer-beating three-pointer over Giannis that gave the Raptors an 83-76 lead after going into the fourth quarter and basically seemingly poised them to steal home court advantage from the top-seeded Bucks. Instead, it turned out to be the final field goal from anybody on the Raptors not named Kyle Lowry that they would make that Wednesday night. Anyways, now, Game 2 will be in Milwaukee on Friday. Tonight, Game 2 between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Golden State Warriors. They tip off from Oakland at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Warriors lead the what I'm dubbing it as the Curry Series 1 to nothing. In other NBA news, the Memphis Grizzlies have told interested parties in Chicago, where the NBA draft combine is underway, they intend to select. Who do you guys think they intend to select? Just take a wild guess who you guys think that they're going to select.
I'm going to say, is it Ja Morant?
It is absolutely Ja Morant.
All right.
That is, of course, provided the New Orleans Pelicans take Duke's Zion Williamson first overall. And those odds, I guess, they must have gone down now. What is it, 900,000? It was like 999,999,
yep.
So it's that number's not going down there. Basically, that this is what ESPN sources are saying. The Grizzlies were awarded the second pick in Tuesday night's draft lottery, moving up from eight slots thanks to the luck of the bouncing ping pong ball. Sources said members of the Grizzlies front office and ownership group already have let their intentions be known. Morant is expected to usher in a new era of point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. Although there is the possibility that Morant could suit up alongside Mike Conley if he doesn't get traded. That's the news for right now, guys. I'm Chris Bavona. We'll have some more coming from MLB, NFL, and a little controversy in the NHL.
Yeah, I was waiting for that, Bavona.
Yeah, a little hand pass.
Come on.
We're talking about these hand passes.
We'll talk about that in the next hour, guys.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here, making it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Guys, welcome in. I know many of you it was a rough night for many of you, especially those of you that were on the Toronto Raptors, as well as the St. Louis Blues, and maybe just like me, I'm not going to lie, I got screwed royally last night. I was one of these hashtag torn tickets guys. In fact, unfortunately, fortunately for me, I didn't get a chance to actually see it because I was watching the Raptors game because I had basically gone all in on Milwaukee live betting. Even when they were down, when those numbers kept getting better and better and better, Dane, I just kept piling up. I was waiting for it to turn, and
especially
not going to lie,
early, sure.
Fourth quarter started getting there, and it's not, and I'm starting to get that little bead of sweat going over the right eyebrow there, going,
Brook Lopez to the rescue.
When is this going to, yeah, exactly. Like, when is this going to happen here? You know, it was so funny because I had my finger on the mouse, and I had the money line on Toronto going, am I hedging? But it didn't. So I didn't get a chance to see what happened there in the Blues Sharks game. And last time I had checked, the Sharks were down. The Sharks were up 2-0 in the first. And I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding me, right? I mean, it was part of a big money line parlay that I had. And I'm going, this is over. So I check back in the second. All of a sudden, now it's 2-2. Then it's 3-2 St. Louis. Then it was 4-3 with about 2 minutes left to go. And I'm like, oh, count it. Now I just need Milwaukee to finish this off and cover. So I'm watching Milwaukee. So I think when Milwaukee wins, right, and they cover by eight and I had six, I'm like, all right, good. This is so I'm looking at the account and I'm doing the math and I'm like, where's the money?
It's not money.
Where's the cash? And I'm going, what the hell happened in the Blues game? And it was less than 2 minutes left. And then I come to find out, of course, that total controversy, a hand pass. And maybe this is the worst part about this, and it's hard for me to believe that in 2019, with replay, there are actual rules in the books that don't allow you, especially in overtime in the playoffs, to review the play. We'll tell you what happened. We'll see if we can
catch
show
it offsides on the other side of the ice with a guy trying to get back on the bench.
And you can't review it? Like, it's total crap. But Raptors, Blues backers last night, we feel you. We'll talk about it coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, so you guys are never going to believe what golfer is drawing the most bets here at the PGA Championship. Welcome in. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is what we do. We make it rain for you this early on, as well as the 101st PGA Championship underway, and so are our bets. We went head to head because Dane and I are that kind of degenerate. We are monitoring in the morning. That's right. JJ Spahn, Bo Hostler matchup going on 6:45 in the morning. First tee time. Like we might as well the first dive hole. In. That's right. We might as well dive in. That's exactly what happens here. But
Joe, why didn't you give us Sam Burns, who's minus one?
I do have
one.
Sam Burns. I have him tournament as like a big You know, I threw a couple of bucks on him. I think he was close to three digits. Yeah, one under, right? Start. Can't go wrong with that.
We'll take it.
You're never gonna guess what golfer has is getting the most action here.
I'm going to guess Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm kidding. Yes, absolutely. Tiger through the roof. It's interesting, though, as we start, the numbers start to trickle in here from the handle and the amount of action from a bunch of the sports books in Vegas. And already, no surprise, the books are seeing double, sometimes close to triple the action they saw last year in the PGA Championship. And I think there's a couple of factors. Obviously, Tiger is one. But let's be realistic here. The schedule change, having another major, right? I mean, this close. Here's where recency bias actually works in the mm-hmm. favor here, because you've got a lot of people going, man, that tool bag won $1 million, cashed in some stock. Right. And the fact that we're this, hey, let's just keep it rolling. So golf is definitely the handle that we're starting to see on not just the majors, but also the time between the Masters and now. An increase in the handle in the sports books across the board. So more guys are getting into it. That just goes to show you the kind of monster, you know, the Haley's Comet that he truly is, Tiger Woods. That kind of effect that trickles down across the board from ratings to to handle to people betting that normally. It's just, it's unbelievable the kind of influence that he has. Now, saying that, there are a couple of guys here that are getting monster money. We know Tiger is one of them. Kupka is also one of them. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson. But there are there's a lot of Ricky Fowler backers, too. Lot of guys. Yeah, a lot of money coming in on Ricky Fowler. And in a few books, the number one guy, the guy that scares them the most if they win, puts these books on the hook. You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
Yeah,
that's it.
Baby.
Yep, yep, that's it. Tony Finau is scaring a lot of guys coming in. Number one in tickets, obviously Tiger, but Tony Finau in a lot of these books is a guy that that worries them because an awful lot of people betting him. And a couple of other guys down the board that have monster numbers with some sharp money attached to it, meaning that, you know, when you start getting to a guy that's 35-1 or so, and if he wins and you've got a couple of sharp guys, that's mm-hmm. devastating for sportsbooks. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele are two guys to keep an eye on. There are, I can promise you, the books are absolutely keeping an eye on them, scared to death here.
That's their
getting
liability,
monster
yeah.
support out there. Yeah, big, big, big time. And a lot of people think Cantlay could be a guy, could be a guy that pulls it off here, who's been playing really good. He was the guy that shot unbelievably at the Masters and on the final day.
Right.
He was in early.
And Saturday also. He was one
Saturday,
of the 63s on the Saturday, I believe, right?
That's correct, yeah. So he was. So that's what's happening in Vegas from the betting standpoint here that, yeah, there's a couple of guys. We know Tiger. We know Kupka and Dustin Johnson. But the books are a little bit worried about some of these other guys, which just adds to. I mean, let's face it, Dane. It just adds to the whole curiosity. It adds to obviously what we do here. It makes everything that much more interesting, doesn't it? And I think that's the lore of all of this, whether it's $2, $5, $1,000, you know, $5, whatever it is, it just makes it that much more intriguing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing, Joe, you also mentioned like the handle on this tournament this year versus last year. Let's not forget a big difference between now and last year was the legalization of this whole thing that we're talking about, right? And this is not going to stop. The trend is only going to continue to grow because of what you're mentioning, Joe. You could have $5 on it. It don't matter. Then you are more excited about this. We've seen this in the fantasy world as well. Who are you going to watch a Jaguars-Titans Thursday night football game week 7 unless your fantasy players are involved or unless you have some action on the game? I think the leagues are starting to realize that adding fantasy, adding sports investing adds to fan engagement, which adds to ratings, which adds to their product, okay? Yep. So that's why these leagues are going to be in bed with them, and you are seeing this right now, and it's only going to get better. You're going to be able to start seeing, like, betcasts on TV. You're going to be able to bet live from the stadium. You know, this is and it's going to be like we are kids in candy stores, but the stigma around it, you know, we mentioned it's only been a year, Joe, and Iowa, correct me if I'm wrong, I think became the 11th state to legalize this, and I think it's really about the stigma. It's now just kind of normal and out there in the mainstream, and boy, do we love it.
Can we get an update from the PGA? What do we got for a score there? Anything?
We got J.J. Spawn birdieing the second hole. We got J.J. Spawn sinking a birdie on two. Let's go.
That's it, baby.
Let's go, J.J. Spawn.
Started off making it rain, baby. That's exactly what we do here.
Hey, we got 16 holes left to play, and if you taught me anything about this course, it's that the course may be the champion at the end of Sunday. So I'm not going to get too happy. We still got 16 left to go, and any one of these guys can blow up on any hole. So talk to me again at around, 11 a.m. today.
I don't care as long as he blows up less than Bo Hostler, who is, by the way, what's Bo Hostler now, this matchup? He is.
Oh, I haven't did Bo. I got Bo at even, but only through one so far.
Yeah, he just bogeyed. Plus one, baby. We got a two-stroke lead here now. Two-stroke lead. Yes, with Bo Hostler. Told you, baby. Let's go. Make it rain. Make it rain. We did
good
also
job.
Mention you guys.
6:30 in the morning when it comes to us. Let's go.
Yeah, it's degenerate. It's central here. I know our boy Rich is probably out there laughing his ass off going, I'm with you guys. I'm telling you, brothers. Let's do it.
Driving a right now on the highway. Like, oh, man, I should have told these guys with J.J. Spawn.
Oh, I love it. Right. But now, listen, it's all fun and games here until, of course, you're holding a Toronto Raptors and St. Louis Blues ticket last night. And by the way, if you are, we'd love you to share it with us here because we want to send you out some love. We'll give you a hug because it was awful last night. Those of you that were watching that Toronto game through three quarters there and you know, good 3 minutes into the fourth going, all right, we've got this, man. First of all, I'm getting six. I'm getting 6.5. Then what could go? I'm already up double digits. And then the wheels started to fall off. But the St. Louis Blues game, the Blues lost at home, a game that they came back on, which was awesome. They were down 2-0 early. They came back to tie it. Then they were down. Then they took the lead 4-3 with under 2 minutes left to go in that game. It was all but sealed. And then, you know, a cheesy last second goal by the Sharks tie it. They go to overtime. And I just don't get it. You got four refs on the ice and somehow or another, they missed a hand pass by one of the Sharks. That ended up leading to the game-winning goal. But since the refs, apparently, and this is what blows me away here, Dane, in 2019, every sport seems to be affected by these stupid-ass loopholes when we have the technology to be, everybody and their mother saw the pass. But apparently, because all four refs missed the hand pass, it wasn't allowed to be reviewed in overtime. which is unbelievable because now we're talking... This is the Western Conference Finals, guys. The trip is to the Stanley Cup here, the Stanley Cup Finals. San Jose is now up 2-1, and I have no idea why it is everybody else saw it. The refs didn't. But even if the refs didn't see it, a goal was scored. Shouldn't you be able to go to the replay booth and be able to? It blows me away that there are rules still written on the books that allow for this.
You know, that's what the AAF got right. Remember, Joe, they had the extra official up in the booth with the sky cam. You know, in college football, they do that too. They should be able to buzz from upstairs being like, yo, you need to take a look at this.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. Just absolutely, that's the reality of professional sports. Yeah. You can still get screwed, which is crazy to me. All right, coming up tonight, all NBA, Golden State Warriors. Will they take game two? Next.
Game time decisions.
Some jackass Sixer fan sent me a tweet before the game. I was minding my own business. I didn't start anything with anybody.
That's the thing. A lot of these guys, they like to...
Minding my own business. It's like, oh, I enjoy watching Kawhi Leonard Toronto for the last game that he's leaving. Enjoy. I responded, or this is Jimmy Butler's last game in Philadelphia.
Game in Philadelphia.
I said, Joel Embiid will be left crying after the Raptors win.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
All right, coming up here, we've got game two tonight. Let us not forget, Golden State Warriors, Portland Trailblazers. Will Portland regroup? Will they come back? Will they make the adjustments necessary not to give, you know, Steph Curry every wide open look known to mankind?
Right.
We'll talk about that coming up, but tried putting this off as long as I could, as long as humanly possible, but... Go. As if you guys are just joining us, first of all, good morning. Welcome in here. Make It Rain's the name of the show. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And we are both diehard Jet fans. And it's been 2 weeks since our last confession regarding this. And we really were thinking, Dane, that the everything had been rolling along here for the Jets. With everything that's been going on in New York. Between the Knicks being, you know, hot garbage and, you know, not the ping pong balls not falling their way. So Knicks and, you know, outside of the Yankees, when you start looking at the Giants and the debacle during the draft and their Daniel Jones and all that, you know, quietly the Jets are sitting there building a pretty damn good roster, a great team. They had, you know, over $100 million to spend in free agency. They spent it. They got the guys they wanted. They improved both sides of the ball. You've got a quarterback. You got a running back. Now you got all of it. You got a great draft. I mean, all of these things are humming along. And then yesterday, out of nowhere, as we're getting ready to sign off on the morning after, and I basically threw up as it came across the phone that the New York Jets have parted ways with Mike Maccagnan. And now, for those of you that don't follow Jets, you're like, all right, what's the big deal? Well, optically and from the standpoint of we all want to be like the Patriots, right? We all want stability. We all want to mimic what works. And what works in the NFL and professional sports is stability, right? Structure. It works. Same guys doing the same thing. You got guys. And Mike Maccagnan, over the last 4 years at this job, like anything else, had some ups and downs, but he has really done a very good job of going out, getting the franchise quarterback, right? Going out, trying to build some pieces around him, trying to get a new coach that he just hired in there, an offensive-minded coach to work with Sam Darnold. The list goes on. He's done a pretty damn good job. He's got some players that he's drafted. I mean, of course he's missed. Everybody misses it, all right? It's the draft. But he's got a great core of guys, and he did it, and he killed it this offseason. So... why in the world, if you were planning on firing Mike Maccagnan, would you wait until he spent all your money in free agency, let him hire the next coach, go ahead and, you know, go ahead and draft and run the draft, put all of these pieces together, and then once that's said and done, go, yeah, it's time to move on. Like, nothing about this makes any sense, especially from the standpoint of, listen, I covered Adam Gase here for 4 years in Miami. Guys, I'm telling you, the worst part about Adam Gase, great X's and O's, football mind, not a great speaker, not terribly sociable, very high IQ guy. But the thing that his biggest downfall here in Miami was they allowed him to have personnel decisions. They allowed him to be the pseudo GM, so to speak. And he should have just concentrated on being an NFL coach and things would have went better. So obviously when they hired him here, you and I were talking going, great, your job is Sam Darnold and the make it work.
Right.
Like, just, you know, concentrate. This is great because he doesn't multitask very well. Now we find out that, okay, he's going to be the interim GM. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's going to have a say in who the new, like, whatever new GM you bring in, he didn't hire. You know, you're back to the everything every team does in the NFL that blows up. You are now following that blueprint. You're hiring. Now you have a coach that the new GM didn't hire. And here we go again. It's like, I don't understand it for the life of me outside of there had to be something going on, Dane, behind the scenes that we're missing. And I don't, even if Adam Gase didn't agree with McCagnan, you're the coach. He's the GM. Like, he's been here 4 years. I don't understand what the hell's going on there. Maybe you can understand. Maybe you can help me understand it because I have no clue. I threw my hands up in the air.
Yeah, so here's the deal. All right. The Jets fired Todd Bowles on Black Monday, I believe, right after their last regular season game last year, right? And a lot of people up here in New York, Joe, were like, listen, it's time to clean the slate. They thought Magic Mike was going to be gone at that point. And Chris Johnson, remember, not Woody Johnson, Chris Johnson came out and said, no, we're gonna let go of Bowles, but we're going to keep McCagnan. Okay, this, we all knew this, Joe. This was an incredibly important offseason for the New York Jets. We heard about their salary cap space. We knew they had an asset in the top, you know, a top three pick, whether they were going to trade down and get more, blah, 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 all that stuff, right? We knew we were going to pick a new head coach, ultimately, to maybe develop Sam Darnold, but it was supposed to be a brand new era, right? And the question then is, why didn't they just make a clean break and let go of McCagnan then? You know, they let him, you know, steward the ship and spend $191 million in free agency, manage the draft, and decide, is it going to be Quinnen? Is it going to be someone else? Are we going to trade down? And, oh, by the way, he's the one who hired the head coach. He's the one who then brought in Greg Williams to be the defensive coordinator, right? So why do you let this guy make all the decisions, like execute a mission and a philosophy, and then say, all right, thanks for all that. Now we're going to go another way. Whoever this new GM is going to then inherit all of the decisions that Magic Mike just made over the last 6 months. And that's the ridiculous part. I give you, you talk about being on the same page, Joe. A few years ago, when the San Francisco 49ers signed Kyle Shanahan to be their head coach and John Lynch to be their GM, a lot of people at first were like, oh, that's a little weird, because they gave them both matching five-year deals. But guess what? It was clear that they were bonded at the hip, that they were going to sink or swim together, that they would have the same approach. And you see the 49ers starting to build. Now you're going to have this same cycle going on, right? New GM is going to be like, oh, but Gase isn't my guy. A new coach will be like, you know, that sort of thing. It's just going to ping pong back and forth. And Joe, I don't know if you get it all the way down there in Florida, but the reports are also coming out that, get this, if this is going to be the catalyst for more drama, that the linchpin for whatever the beef was between McCagnan and Gase centered around Le'Veon Bell and the contract, and do they want to give him that money, okay? And it looks like, get this, Joe, Adam Gase wanted no part of signing Le'Veon Bell. Well, now that's awkward, because Gase is still there, and Le'Veon Bell, who we know is apt to create drama, right? Now he's feeling like, oh, he was unwanted on some level. And we see Gase saying, I think it came out that Gase was like, yeah, I like Le'Veon as a player, but I didn't want to invest that much money in him or any running back, for goodness sake. So now you also have potential, you know, kind of long-standing issues and animosity there with the star player and the head coach. So, yes, I think this is a complete dumpster fire, and I think you just set it back. Like, is Sam Darnold going to want to stay here? Is Jamal Adams going to want to stay here? You know, I thought they were building the right way, finally going in the right direction, but this completely upsets the apple cart, and it makes no sense to me. Why'd you let McCagnan spend the money, make the draft picks, and hire the head coach if he was going to be gone?
And it's, I know there's no answer. I mean, to me, it starts at the very top. It starts with the Johnsons and, you know, a little baby brother there. If I don't know what you clearly picked a side. You didn't pick the side of the guy who you've let spend $125 million in the offseason of free agents. Yeah. Let go through the draft. Like, you didn't back that guy. You went ahead and backed an Adam Gase who completely
like six
failed
games
here
under 500
in Miami. Completely failed as a GM, as a player personnel guy, and couldn't do what he was promoted to do. So you've already clearly made, you drew that line in the sand, and that's the message that you sent. But it's
that's
interesting.
That's why we liked Greg Williams higher, right? Because we were like, oh, we could just let Greg Williams run the defense. You stay focused on the offense and developing Darnold. Like with the Rams, you had the boy wonder McVay focused on the offense. What they do, they got Wade Phillips to be the defensive coordinator, right? Former head coach like you just take care of that. And we thought, you and I were saying, this is good for Greg Williams to just man that. Let Gaze focus on being that innovative offensive genius quarterback whisperer, kind of contain what he needed to do. But now all of a sudden, Gaze has all sorts of power. And I don't know if you saw, he traded Daron Lee already today, too, as an interim GM.
Yeah, to Kansas City. And at least they weren't going to keep him anyway. So he was never going to be a good fit for the new defense that he was coming in. But at least they got something for him and didn't waste out. But you also got to keep in mind, be very cognizant of what also is happening here and what happened after he got fired. The report about Le'Veon Bell came from Manish Mehta. Manish Mehta was in the back pocket of Mike Maccagnan. He was a Maccagnan guy. Okay, so the reason that came out wasn't so much because there's all this truth behind it. The reason it came out and it was reported was because that's a final parting shot from Maccagnan on the way out the door through his main guy in the media. Yeah. So do I believe that maybe they weren't on the same page with Le'Veon Bell? Sure. It doesn't surprise me. Every team has a problem paying him. The Pittsburgh Steelers had a problem paying him that kind of money. So do I think it's as big an issue as Mehta made it out to be? Absolutely not. I don't think that. I think that's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
I think that was simply
Bell response. We don't know how Bell responds. That's a wild card in it.
Yeah, but again, from our point of view, you have no idea what's going on in that locker room over there. I don't think it was nearly as big an issue as it's being reported to be. I think it's being reported that way because, hey, congratulations, Adam Gase. You clean up this mess now. I don't think it was that at all. I do think Manish Mehta is probably a little bent now because his key to that team that he covers was in Maccagnan, gave him full access. Gase ain't going to give him that access. Because first of all, Gase knows him from down here, you know, when he was covering the Jets over there. He's got his own guys, Gase, in the media. He's going to want guys that are going to be in his pocket. Mehta ain't one of them. So let me know how that works out. I do think they were in disagreement, but I don't think it was the end all be all. That's why he got fired. But congratulations, Jets. You are officially back to being the biggest dumpster fire in New York. Unbelievable. All right, an update from the PGA Championship Plus.
Oh, yes, on the third.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So yesterday, Major League Baseball, former Cub, current Anaheim Angel there, Tommy La Stella, went 4-for-5, doing all sorts of Mike Trout things there, hitting his 11th home run, and nearly bringing the Angels back and beating the Twins on the road. But more importantly, if you weren't using the DailyRoto.com MLB Fantasy Optimizer, you probably didn't have him on your DFS roster, and that's a shame. Because others who use the optimizer absolutely did. So swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. We want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or simply become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars utilizing DailyRoto.com. So if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, stop what you're doing and get over to DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY. Get a 10% discount. Get the lineup alerts, the projected ownership percentages, weather updates, the fantasy projections, and of course, the use of those Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto premium package only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today. We want to welcome you in here. Make it rain on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here. We'll dive into a little bit of what is coming up tonight here. Game 2, Western Conference Finals there between Golden State and Portland. But we do have the PGA Tour. The 101st PGA Championship in Bethpage in Long Island is underway. What is the update here? Do we have what's the leaderboard looking like here? A bunch of guys teed off at 6:45, including J.J. Spawn and Bo Hostler. That was a Dane and I went complete degenerate, and we took that matchup bet here to start the day, get the juices flowing a little bit. What do we got going on?
We got a three-stroke gap after three holes. J.J. Really? Spawn, at least what I'm seeing, is among the leaders at minus one so far. You know, one-stroke gain so far for Spawn, Homa, John O'Leary, and Byung-Hun An are all at minus one, but it is very early. On the flip side, Bo Hosler, plus two after three. So we got a three-stroke lead so far in that matchup bet. That's why you got to wake up early and check out Make It Rain. Because, listen, you could be already up on the day by before noon, give you a little bit of extra cash maybe to bet on the Golden State Warriors, you know?
That's what we're talking about. And, yeah, some of the big the groupings today, too, are fantastic. I mean, Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson, Justin Rose coming up at 8 o'clock. You know, then of course, don't forget, you're going to have Tiger and Koepka going, doing battle. I mean, it's Ricky Fowler, Bubba Watson.
There's great groups.
There are just some great groups here today. Nice job by the PGA Tour, by the way, to keep the right guys. I don't know if they do that on purpose or how that worked, but they nailed it. That's for sure. All right. Speaking of nailing, I'm pretty sure that he could have sat in section 400 there, Steph Curry, and pretty much nailed every three-pointer that he shot there in the last game. Ridiculous for him. And really no answer from the Blazers there. A lot of wide open threes. I think that's what disturbed a lot of people. That Steph Curry not a lot of contested shots there. They kept a lot of the bigs, you know, they kept their guys in the paint. They didn't come out and challenge. Simple pick and rolls allowed the Splash Brothers to go off in that game. Game two tonight. Let's look at the line first. Warriors laying 7.5. The total 218. Again, 9 o'clock on ESPN tonight. And once again, no Kevin Durant. He has officially been ruled out for tonight's game. But, you know, let's face it, what's old is new again, right? So this is the old version of the Golden State Warriors, which appears to be just as lethal as the newer version with Kevin Durant. And they appear to be their old selves again. That's for sure. 22-point win game one. They shot 50% from the field. But the thing that always made the older version of the Golden State War older, which cracks me up, that assist mark of 30. That was always the big thing with them, right? The ball movement.
Game.
Oh, my word. I mean, it was fantastic. So how does that translate? Now that we've got one game in the books, what does the TNA tell us about game two coming off of a ridiculous 50% from the field and hit 30 assists the previous game? Well, the following game, they go 42-25 against the number, 62%, including 27-11 against the number, 71% when favored. So to put it simply, guys, good teams playing well continue to play well. And we told you this last night, right? If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, we had mentioned yesterday that very similar to what we saw in game one here with the Warriors in Portland, one team coming off a grueling game seven, seven-game series, one team rested. Last night, one team coming off a grueling seven-game series, one team rested. And not only did the home team and the favorite cover, but it went under. Similar situation. So now that you have the difference with game twos, of course, zigzag comes into play. If you want to go ahead and go that route, you've got to think that, all right, now they've had a chance to see it. Now Portland, of course, is they'll make some adjustments over there and they'll get at it. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, they're not gonna shoot just, you know, 30% the entire series here together. So when you take it just a quick gander at it, I mean, what's your initial thoughts? Do you think it'll be more competitive? Do you expect maybe a zigzag situation here tonight, Dane?
I do expect it to be more competitive, but I'm also scared that the Warriors have found their groove. You know, it's kind of like how Steph got his groove back kind of thing. And so, to be honest, I think my main play at this point, what I think is my top play for tonight, I think I'm going to go in the prop bet market. I think I'm going to go over for Damian Lillard. In game one, Joe, Damian Lillard's point line was 28.5. He had a bad game one. They've bumped it down to 26.5, Joe. And I think that I think Lillard's going to get more than 26. You talked about it. They make adjustments. They were double teaming Dame Dollar for the better part of game one. Remember, Lillard also a Bay Area kid, going to have a lot of friends and family in there. I think that he shows up a little bit more. I like that they bumped the total down 2 points from game one. Off of the game one performance, I'm going to say that that's the recency bias. And I think Dame Lillard shows up tonight. I'm going to take Damian Lillard over 26.5 points as my main bet, because I'm, you know, in terms of the game, when you say it's like, what, 7.5 and the total is still there, I would lean the same way, Warriors and under. But I do think that Portland's going to bring it a little bit better than in game one. So that's my hesitation with those. So I'm going to ride Damian Lillard tonight.
I will say this, though. This year in the playoffs, the Portland Trailblazers have done a great job of not losing consecutive road games.
Bounce back, right?
Yeah, they're 3-0 straight up and against the number in their next road game after a loss. So they've been very good in this thus far. And
I think
it's interesting to me.
I do.
I don't think Portland could have played any worse than they did in game one, right?
Right.
And if you take Steph Curry's ridiculousness with shooting threes out of the game, they're in that game the entire time. They kept coming back and coming back, and Steph Curry just kept being ridiculous. So I do think that they'll tighten up the defense a little bit. They'll scheme it a little bit differently. You know, every time they made it a 4 or 6 point game, Curry ended up making a shot. I think they're going to reduce that. I do think it's going to be a hell of a lot more competitive than a 22-point blowout here.
Yep.
And, you know, this is one of those situations. I said it to begin the series. I'm going to take Portland and the points the first two games regardless. And I'm not changing that pair. I'm going to take the points again. I do think they bounce back. I do think they'll get the win. But at the worst case scenario, I definitely think they'll go ahead and
like
cover
Portland
here tonight.
Like
I'm going to take Portland outright, but I'm also going to take the I'm going to put a little on the money line, but I'm also going to take the points. That was my plan ahead of this series. I didn't see anything in game one to tell me, oh, no, they're in trouble. I think they're going to keep this very close. They'll make the adjustments. I expect more because, again, it can't get any worse than what they played in game one. And Lillard and McCollum, they'll show up. They'll ball out tonight. Let's see if Curry can continue to do what he did. Only if he's being matched by Lillard and McCollum. So I do expect
that to
go.
I guess we're
on
the same narrative because you think Portland's going to show up tonight. I'm going to ride Dame Lillard to go over 26.5. There's no, I mean, Joe, there's no way Portland wins if Dame Dollar has another off game, right? So you're with me that Lillard's going to have a good game tonight.
They're going to have to. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think can't get any worse than what they played here the first game, guys, which is amazing to me that the Blazers, and this is kudos to them, that their ability when they don't have their A game to still be able to scrap their way and keep that game close. I mean, the final score was misleading. You know, you watch that game, the entire thing. The Warriors only pulled away drastically late. Yeah. Prior to that, for about 40 minutes, that game stayed easily within the margin.
Sometimes that happens at Oracle. Like, the tidal wave comes. Yep. You know, it does happen. I don't think we could just write that off like that'll never happen again. That's what does happen with some of these home teams these deep in the playoffs. You know, the momentum that snowballs with the crowd, that run, just, you know, that's what happens.
I'm looking at a team that for 40 minutes was within the spread and will continue to be within the spread, and they played horrifically. So if I get a better effort from Portland and they still, even with Golden State playing as well as they did, the only reason the final score was what it was is because Portland ran out of gas, and then that was they were forced to try and take shots because they wanted to come back. They were running out of time. So that final score, totally misleading to what that game was. So if I get even this much better effort and a better game from McCollum and Lillard tonight, I don't care what Golden State does. It's going to be within the number. It's not going to be a 22-point blowout situation there at the end. They're going to keep this close, if not win it. I think they have an absolute opportunity to win it because they're not going to be intimidated in any stretch. Even if they go down and they have one of those, you know, those Oracle runs, it's not going to affect them whatsoever. They are not going to stop shooting. They are not going to stop doing what they do. I do expect Lillard and McCollum to show up here tonight. So as far as the props go, I'm with you. Correlate the bets. If you're on Portland, you think they're going to show up. You know, you're telling me the numbers are the prop numbers are different from what game one was. They're a little bit late. You get better value now on the prop numbers with Portland.
No, the line, the number is different. Lillard was 28.5 for game one.
That's what I mean. You're getting better value.
Yeah, Lillard was 28.5 for game one. He's 26.5 tonight. Yeah. That's two full points, you know. So I don't expect Dame Dollar to, you know, he's one of these stars we talk about, like Kawhi, like Jokic. You know, I don't think he's going to let two back-to-back subpar game goes, especially with the friends and family involved, Joe. Remember, he is a Bay Area kid. Oh, and by the way, Joe, check the top of the leaderboard at the PGA.
Yes, I know. Crazy, isn't it? Look at that.
What do you know?
Jay Spawn. Jay,
what do you know?
Jay Spawn. Jay Spawn. 2-under right now leading. Where is where's our guy there, Bo Hostler, who does so well early on in the morning? Where is he?
Plus two. Plus two.
Ooh, look at
Keep
that.
Scrolling down, Joe. Keep scrolling down. Plus two. So we got a four-stroke swing gap after four holes.
Right.
So
isn't
that
how you start
the day? For us.
That's
a good
man.
First hour for us, Joe. Let's keep it going. We got 14 holes left to go.
That is exactly how you do it, guys. That is exactly how you do it. Start the day off.
If it doesn't pay off, it's going to be a torn ticket. I'm going to tell you that. Let's put it this way. Yeah. At this point. Yeah.
There's no way you can go back. But I'm looking at some of these numbers, too.
I can have a good game tonight. 26.5. I think that's low for him. Okay? These backcourts are going to go back and forth. I would almost feel comfortable betting the over on Lillard and McCollum and Steph and Klay tonight.
I love that. That's not a bad way to go. Yep, absolutely.
all of them. And then, you know, same kind of thing. Like we said, remember one game I bet the under on all the Celtics and I wound up going 5-1? Remember we bet no touchdown on all the players in the Super Bowl? It's almost like you bet all four of these guys. That's what's boring.
I'm looking at these numbers are crazy here. The back nine starts. You ready for this? The first four holes. 502 yards, 435, 515, and 608. That's your first four holes on the back nine at Bethpage Black.
Good
sport. Ridiculous. We'll give you an update coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
What are we fighting for? The fantasy footballers audience, Bogman? We're not getting them.
Well, we're not getting that. So.
All right, we're not getting that audience. What are we getting? ESPN? We're not getting them.
No, our SEO's not good enough. So
no, we can't even get the crumbs.
We don't have voices deep enough to get that type of an audience.
Well, all you gotta do is change it 4 years in and just change it and it'll be good, but... That's a great joke.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hair. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique men-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
That Albert Pujols 2,000 RBI, that's worth something. If, you know, a 500 home run ball, that's worth something. You know, I said before the game, I'm anal like that. I would do research how much that ball worth. Just in case it comes into my possession, I'd want to know.
I wouldn't call it anal. I call it smart because you're already walking in there. You don't walk in to know and know not what's going on. Say the guy, because you know some guy's going to try to lowball you. Say, hey, buddy, here's a couple $100 and a hot dog.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, got 2 hours in the books here to Fantasy Sports, a radio network. Final hour coming up as we look to go ahead and make it rain for you here. Doing a pretty good job so far this morning as our very first matchup on the PGA Championship seems to be the guy we back, J.J. Spahn, leading the tournament right now, minus two under. The guy he was going up against, Bo Hostler. Two over right now, not doing very good. But I had mentioned, I mean, Dane, there are guys going off the front and the back. And I'm looking at some of these, the back nine here. This is what makes this so treacherous, Bethpage Black. The 10th hole is 502 yards. And now you would think that's, well, par five, right? I mean, it's 500. Yeah, par four. 435 yards is the 11th hole, which is a hard, you can't see where you're going. That's a par four. The 12th hole is 515 yards. Oh, yeah, that's a par four, too. And then the 13th hole is 608 yards. Now, that's a par five. but it's six. So do you understand why if you only drive 275 yards here and you're off to the right or left, you're done on this golf course? You could be six over, seven over just on the back nine before you even hit the 13th hole. Oh, I think is Mike muted, or is that am I missing that, or?
No, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's why I'm not celebrating JJ Spawn just yet. You know, yes. Because I think he did go off on the front nine. All of a sudden, you get into that deep stuff. You know, when you're still 500 yards away. You know, I'm not going to celebrate just yet.
Yeah, but this is the kind of tour, which is why though. It's a good snapshot. It's an understanding when we've been telling you all week, guys like Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, these guys that hit it 350 yards on a consistent basis, you're going to have you're going to need a leg up here because 608 yards at a par five. So you got to hit two shots. In order to ever have like a eagle attempt on a par five.
Sure. Greens in regulation.
You need two shots at 300 plus yards in order to be able to get there. And it's just crazy.
And you know, absolutely. Joe, here's another thing. Earlier in the week, you also gave out no hole in one, you know, as a prop bet, right? And also look at when they say like, what would the winning score be? We're looking at like seven under. Here. That's Paige Black is going to be the winner this weekend.
That's so true, man. So true. All right, big final hour coming up. We'll dive into these games. We'll give you our Make It Rain plays. We'll break it down next here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.